This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. Amazon related, sort of. Monday on Marketplace Morning Report, we'll have a piece about how Walmart's getting into grocery delivery to compete with Amazon in that space. And bringing it back to Washington, that $1.3 billion for border security in the spending bill signed by Trump today is just one part of the larger spending package. Several agencies and programs will get more money for the rest of the fiscal year, including additional funds to build out internet connections in rural areas of the country. Marketplace's Ben Bradford reports on what $500 million of broadband would mean for those areas.
Take Maine, where the U.S. Census Bureau estimates about 20% of households don't have access to adequate broadband.
They're not connected at all, or they're not connected with a high enough speed, high quality, reliable service.
Peggy Schaefer co-chairs the Maine Broadband Coalition. She says it limits medical devices in rural hospitals. In one school district, the superintendent still uses a phone tree to notify teachers and students on snow days.
Our school districts are kind of big, so that's a lot of teachers and people that he needs to call.
It's also a huge hurdle for rural economies.
I have another business that doesn't have any broadband at all.
Mia Purcell promotes economic development in Oxford County, Maine.
This is a person who can't even process credit cards. I mean, that's pretty unheard of these days.
Rural areas present their own business problem for internet providers. They have to lay a lot of broadband cable for relatively few paying customers.
For most providers, it just doesn't make economic sense.
Jim Stegman at CostQuest consults with telecommunications companies. He says the $550 million in the budget deal for rural broadband can help. Some.
It's not anywhere close to what really the funding gap is for rural America.
Maine estimates it'll take $600 million just to connect its rural areas with adequate internet.
This additional money will help kind of tip the balance to hopefully get a number of the rural carriers to actually start deploying a higher speed service.
But the funding comes with a caveat. Rural areas that already have some slower internet won't be able to upgrade and connect to this new higher speed service. I'm Ben Bradford for Marketplace.